Friendly service and 24-hour account access with Founders Online and the Founders app. That's right, Founders Recreational Vehicle Loans feature no payments for 90 days, flexible terms, and competitive rates. Apply for a recreational vehicle loan today online at foundersfcu.com/summerfun or at a Founders Federal office near you. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage, NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Hi, my name is Stacy. I'm an office manager here in Greenville. What I love about Duck Donuts is the look on my coworkers' faces when I bring donuts in on Fridays. No matter how the week has gone, I know I'm bringing a little bit of happiness everyone can relate to. My favorite Duck Donut, Maple Bacon.
Julie Terry here from Duck Donuts Greenville. Come and try our new picnic assortment today. Blueberry crumble and peach pie to name a few. Located at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
One Security Studios. All the sports you need and some you didn't even know you needed. We are the Roar.
Yes, I understand that every life must end. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go on. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, yeah, others they got none.
Let's just breathe. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. A programming update here. We have one of the issues. We've had a little technical issue with our 105.5 signal that Ben is going to go take care of now. So a couple of programming notes. We're going to stay on the air. The internet is working. It is fine. The 97.5 is working. It is fine. So I'll ask you if you can hear us on 97.5, you can switch over there. If not over the internet, we apologize that he has found the issue and that he's going out there. Now, what that means on the air for the show is I'm going to run things by myself here. I'm not very great at it. Be patient with me through it all. I'd love to hear from you, so I can't screen the calls. I will just go straight to you. And anything you want to talk about in this hour, on a kind of a free-for-all Friday here. So 654-ROAR on our Vive broadband phone line, 654-7627. You'll go on hold, and I'll just come straight to you. I'll ask you your name and where you're calling from maybe, and we can get into a great conversation. So I'd love to hear from you in this hour. Among the things we're talking about, Oklahoma and Texas were not present yesterday at a video conference with the Big 12, it appears to me like that's it. It's over. That they've made their mind up. They're leaving. And it looks like the SEC is their landing spot. Now, there are others reporting, a bunch of people reporting everything on this, but the ACC, Independents, Pac-12, all kind of are out there, that Oklahoma and Texas tied to the hip of leaving together, not exactly tied to the hip on whether they end up the same. Texas has a little more independent options because of their Longhorn network and what could happen there. Remember Notre Dame and BYU have had some success there. I want to get back into that in a second. Olympics are going on. I've got the Olympic schedule here for you. I have the TV schedule here for you. We can talk about that. I want to hear if you're an Olympic fan or not. I am of a lot of sports. For instance, the track and field stuff I always find fascinating. So that's my number one as far as the Olympics go. Outside of that, I try to get into the volleyballs and the handballs. I was a sport I never watched except for the Olympics. Rowing and cycling and all those. But I want to talk about the Olympics a little bit in this hour. Opening ceremonies took place earlier today over in Tokyo. It is not a very popular event over there now. Obviously, fans can't get in. And the people of Japan, I did not realize that until this morning, only 30% have been vaccinated. So they're worried about coming in. And the Olympics athletes are worried about the Japanese people as far as COVID is concerned. With that said, still at this point, they can go on. Now, they have said that Olympics can be canceled at any point in time. If the outbreak of the numbers do yield that. PGA Tour is in Minneapolis. Ricky Fowler among three of the leader at the 3M Classic up in Blaine, Minnesota. An interesting thing I found out, I didn't know this, but NASCAR is taking two consecutive weeks off, and I think that's because of the Olympics and the broadcasting stuff there. Speaking of COVID, Nuke Hopkins tweeted yesterday, then later took it down, that he is considering, you know, his options as far as what he has in front of him and affecting his teammates because he has not vaxxed so far and hadn't had vaccinations so far. He took that tweet down. I'll tell you about that a little bit later on. Speaking of that, Jeff Hafley, the head football coach at Boston College, a private school that required everyone to be vaccinated. Well, Hafley had one player who did not, and so he found that player a place to transfer to. So it's interesting stuff there. Let me get to a tweet on the Texas and Oklahoma stuff. And this kind of sums it up better than anything else I've heard so far. Again, it sounds like that this is a done deal, that Oklahoma and Texas will be leaving. Pete Thamel, a very talented writer, a national writer, said in a tweet overnight last night, quote, or this is a tweet, one source summed up Big 12's conundrum this way. In trying to keep things together, what do they do without Oklahoma and Texas? Who do you go get? How does it work all out? One source summed up their conundrum this way. Quote, it's like a shopping mall lost their two anchor stores and the rest of the stores are trying to figure out how to stay open. Will Zalatoris sound like a store at the mall next to Lids. Anyway, I think that's a great analogy. And this is the Big Ten is dead. If I'm a Big Ten school, I mean, Big 12. If I'm a Big 12 school at this point in time, I'm thinking more about how I can maybe get to another conference and go that route. This is all brought about, in case you haven't followed the story too much, it's all brought about due to the television rights coming up in 2025, combined with NIL, combined with the NCAA really falling apart here. It is an interesting time in college athletics right now. It is a very interesting time in college football right now. Where those pieces go, what that could look like, a lot of speculation in a lot of different places. In this hour, at some point in time in this hour, give me a buzz, 654-ROAR. What are your thoughts? Should the ACC respond? If they do respond, do you go after Notre Dame, go after West Virginia? West Virginia, I would think, would be one of the more attractive free agents if the Big 12 does kind of break up. As far as the Big Ten and the ACC is concerned, both of those conferences have made this facade about academics and how important it is. I'm not sure how West Virginia fits into that. But at this point in time, that's not a I think that's secondary when you consider money and what all this athletics is about anyway. So what would you want the ACC to do? One of the things that Ben Milstead and I kind of stumbled upon in the last two shows is looking at the success rate – of programs that do make jumps. Of the teams that have joined Power 5 teams, I can't find one so far. I'm going to dive into it in this hour, but I can't find one so far that it looks like they've made a better on-the-field move. I also can't find one. Well, there are examples, but in thinking about travel, as these conferences geographically expand, it does make more difficult travel. Now, in South Carolina's case, the home schedule is much better than when you're playing East Carolina and NC State and Wake Forest and some of the teams they are playing. When Tennessee comes to your place, when Florida comes to your place, when Georgia comes to your place, they were playing Georgia anyway, pre-SEC days. But the SEC home schedule is better for you. On the other side of it, you got to go to A&M, and you have to go to Arkansas, and you go to places that are more difficult. Now, maybe the traveling fan – obviously, the traveling fan is not the big news here. And they're not the big – they're not trying to appease the traveling fan. And part of that, as a result, as television games become bigger and everything's on television, I think you're seeing the visiting team options decrease. When I was a kid, you'd see when NC State came here, you'd see 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 NC State fans, North Carolina fans, Maryland fans coming in. Now, Georgia fans still come and to Columbia and Tennessee, a little bit of that. But for the most part, and I don't think as many Clemson fans travel. There's other factors outside of that. There's economic factors and hotel factors and things, you know. Now, but part of that, I mean, it's harder to get to Boston College and harder to get to Pittsburgh than it is to get to Winston-Salem. So all those are factors. But on the field, I looked at every team, and I'll try to give you those numbers on some of those teams that might have had more success. It's difficult to find someone who's had more success on the field. Now, part of the data that I was doing and quickly, you know, trying to find it fairly quick during the show is ranked seasons opposed to unranked seasons, or ranked seasons in your old conference compared to your new conference. It's hard to add up all the wins and losses. Not hard, but I didn't have the time to do it. So I just went just a simple big picture thing. Were you ranked more before or after the move? And maybe that's simplistic, but that's the way I looked at it. Surprising numbers come out. Penn State has been close. Penn State has had success in the Big Ten. I was surprised to find out that Penn State actually had more success before joining the Big Ten. Penn State has been in the Big Ten now for 30 years. I think it's 29 years, 30 years. Penn State was ranked, since moving over, Penn State has been ranked 16 times. Finished the season in the Associated Press Poll, ranked 16 times. In that same amount of time period before moving to the Big Ten, they were ranked 20 times. And you can say, okay, well, how about the top end success? Same story. Penn State, before the move, won two national championships and finished second twice. After the move, they have one second place finish and one third place finish. No national championships. So at the highest levels, and even on those, you know, mid-year levels of being ranked 15 to 25, Penn State's been ranked more before they made the move. Arkansas has been in the SEC now for 30 years. Let's look at Arkansas. Years since joining the SEC, the 30 years since joining the SEC, Arkansas has finished the season ranked 5 times. In the 30 previous years before going to the SEC, Arkansas finished ranked 16 times. And winning more bowl games, and we looked at Virginia Tech, West Virginia, Pittsburgh, Miami, Syracuse, Louisville, Boston College, all these teams were ranked more and had more success before they made their moves to these conferences. Now, one thing that we were told and one thing you make these moves is you're thinking to yourself, hey, man, we're going to a bigger conference, a better conference. We're going to have more success. However, the data does not present that. I mean, the hope is we're going to have more money and better facilities and these TV contracts will be bigger, so we're going to be even better. Has Nebraska football been better in the Big Ten or before the Big Ten? Was Colorado football better post Pac-12 move or pre Pac-12 move? Utah post or pre? I was surprised Utah was more successful before they moved to the Big 12 as far as terms of ranked seasons go in the same amount of time frame. So I don't think anybody makes the move thinking, you know what, let's make this move. Let's jump conferences. Let's go through all the hoops. Let's pay all the money. Oklahoma and Texas are going to have to pay $75 million a piece to get out of this thing. Let's make this move because we want to win less games. We want to be ranked less. We want a harder path to the college football playoff. No one's making those moves thinking that's going to happen, but across the board, that is what is happening. It is difficult to find a situation in which your football team has more success. Now, perceived success, prestige, those are intangibles. Those are things I can't add up. I can't add up win-loss records. I can't add up wins or bowl seasons. I can't rank or add up number of seasons which you end up ranked. Those are tangible numbers. Intangible on the field, shockingly to me, teams that move to Power 5 conferences from one Power 5 conference to another or moving up to a Power 5 conference, when they make the move across the board, they are not as successful. I don't think that Oklahoma and Texas right now, and I, oh, by the way, the catalyst for this is a 62-year-old Board of Trustees, president, regents, whatever they call them there, at Texas, a politician, an oil man, a politician who wants to make this move. Texas has been a finicky deal and been a thorn in the side of the Big 12, and they're making their power move here. But I can't imagine. I mean, we know that Texas and Oklahoma will eventually make more money, and it's going to cost them more money to get out of it. Travel costs is going to cost more there, too. But no one's thinking for Texas and Oklahoma, hey, oh, by the way, let's go there because we're going to lose more. Oh, by the way, we're going to go to less bowl games, fewer bowl games. We're going to end the season ranked fewer times. We're going to be less of a factor. No one's thinking that. So why and how does that work out? Money. We're making the move due to money. Great news. Ben Milstead does what he does. He went and climbed the 700-foot tower upside down, got his toes and twirled the light bulb, and I don't know what he does. But we are back on 105.5. So if you were listening on the internet, if you're listening on 97.5, you can stay there, obviously. But I am told now that we are back and everything is great there. So awesome stuff. Appreciate their hard work. And he'll make his way back over here. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. I have Olympic results so far. And then I'll go over, you know, want to hear from you about the Olympics. How much do you watch? How much do you plan on watching? I got a TV schedule for the Olympics. We're talking an awful lot of Olympics coming back. Granger Nissan, they are proud of a design. They're proud of a plan. It's called their lifetime powertrain warranty. Damon Granger grew up in a family that has been in the car business. They've got a Nissan dealership down in Savannah, I believe it is. And so he grew up in a family business, and they've been around in a whole long time. They're smart people about how to handle and how to make their business successful. Part of that is obviously great cars and trucks and SUVs and a great line. They've got all those now. Part of that's safety. Part of that's financing. Part of that is service. Part of that's great sales team. But I got to tell you, this lifetime powertrain warranty, something that I think hopefully you'll see more people do. Hopefully they're a catalyst to making this thing work for more people in more areas. What I can tell you is it's working at Granger Nissan. And I can tell you that from experience because when Meredith and I went over, as a kid, I was always told, my dad was in the car business, and was told, man, never buy a new car. Let someone take the depreciation. We started looking at the numbers with 0% financing and lifetime powertrain warranty. We said, we're buying a new car. I would never thought in a million years I'd buy a new car. We did. We bought a brand new Murano. She loves it. Everything's great. Love driving it. I try to hijack it sometimes myself. But we did it because of that lifetime powertrain warranty, and combine that with the 0% financing and so many options available for you there over at Granger Nissan. The bottom line is the bottom line. Go by and see them. So great friends over at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. Worth that lifetime powertrain warranty is worth the short drive from Spartanburg and Greenville and Greenwood and Seneca and Clemson over to Anderson, GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. Let's look at the Olympics and what the schedule results TV looks like when you come back right after a very short break.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosie Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage, NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best darn garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with a two-year, 25,000-mile free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas that come with a seven-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley on the 123 bypass in Easley.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The weather is hot and the deals at Bennett Equipment are even hotter. Bennett rents and sells Talk Uchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders, and now has Talk Uchi attachments for track loaders and excavators. With the Talk Uchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or visit BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Talk Uchi, two names you can trust. And remember, when you need equipment, buy or rent it from Bennett.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Missed a show? No worries. Catch every hour of every show on our webpage, WCCPFM.com. We are The Roar.
Glad to have you with us here on a Friday. We want to tell you about my friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark Hawkins and his great team that he's assembled. Mark gives a lot of credit to his teammates and team members he's done, and they set records for a reason. They win awards for a reason. It is their expertise. It is our great friends over at Prime Lending. It's a Plains Capital company. It's really one of the largest banks in the country. Speaking of Texas, Plains Capital is located out of Texas, and their armed their lending arm of it is Prime Lending. There's a local office near you. I like doing business locally anyway, and I like doing it with people I know and trust, and that's why we went with Prime Lending, and the rates were the best anyway. So Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Some good news. Ben has climbed towers and done everything there. He is says we're back up. We've got some volume issues. Maybe we'll try to fix all that. There's a part that went bad, and these things happen, and they'll get that straightened out as soon as possible. And running the board here by myself, if you want to check in, call in. I'm just going to go straight to you when you call in, and you tell your name and all that because I don't have a screener here now. But it's almost like and I tell you that because I'm going to watch some water polo today, United States versus Japan in women's water polo. And what's interesting about polo, water polo, is you're seeing the things above the water. It's almost like a duck. Everything looks like it's okay and kind of smooth. And below the water, they're taking their toenails and they're clawing each other with them and they're kicking each other and all going on there. So what you see above the water, below the water, is different stuff here. On the show, if I press the right buttons and actually get us on the air, it's luck. But so far, I think I've been pretty doggone lucky to do this thing and do it right. All right, here's the viewing schedule. The opening ceremony's going on now, and you can check this out on NBC. That is from 7 this morning to actually 6:45 until 11 on NBC. They've got a bunch of different channels. You have NBC, USA Network, the Olympic Channel on some of your cable stuff and satellite stuff, NBC Sports Network, the USA Network, Peacock Network, and I think that's got it all covered as far as you go there. So let me give you today and tomorrow and Sunday how to watch or what's coming on. Today, first day, now we've had sports. We've had women's soccer so far. We've had some men's soccer, some tennis starting up. But as far as today or tonight on USA, you've got rowing. You got some qualifying heat and what are called repechages. I'm not sure what that is. Anyway, Olympic heat stuff going on there as far as rowing is concerned, or qualifying as far as rowing is concerned. That's 7:30 until 2 tonight on USA. Also, some cycling on USA tonight from 7:30 until 2. You have men's tennis, first-round singles matches and doubles matches tonight at 10 o'clock till 2 a.m. That's on the Olympic Channel. And then tonight at midnight till 2 a.m. on NBC Sports Network, you're going to get women's water polo. Friends, I'm not trying to have a water polo show and tell you how great water polo is, but in the Olympics, water polo is pretty doggone good. I'll give you Saturday's schedule here in a second. Let me make sure I've got the phone lines up here. Make sure that we can do that. I think I can go to the phone lines now. Let's see here. Hey, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from this morning?
Mickey, this is Austin from Sumter. Can you hear me good?
I hear you great, Austin. I appreciate you checking in. How are things down in the Midland area?
Well, I'm actually standing on a dock right now on the lake, listening to the show. So I don't know if that makes you feel any better. I'm using a little vacation time to listen to Mickey Pilot.
Can't be that. Hey, what lake? What lake are you at?
We're at Santee.
Oh, great, great.
Yeah. I'm actually I'm looking at 95 Bridge right now.
I like it, buddy. I like it.
Yep. Question for you. Obviously, if the SEC lands Oklahoma and Texas, that's a huge get for them. Not only sports wise, but money wise, all that good stuff. I want to get your take on this. What are the chances? Not in the next 5 years, but I think in the future, that some of these programs, you take some of those top guys from the SEC, Big Ten, and you take a Clemson, Florida State, Miami, and these guys just say, the heck with the NCAA, we're going to do our own thing. And you get, 20 schools, that go and do their own thing, because I think kind of going off of here, but the 12-team playoff thing, I think it was Ben, maybe it was Brad that texted yes, or tweeted yesterday about some of these smaller schools that know they're not going to make a playoff. The bowl games still mean a big deal for them. So what I'm trying to say is, what are the chances of there being a group of teams that do their own thing and still an NCAA-type deal where maybe these smaller schools can finally get, you know, something to play for that's, you know, bigger and better than the, you know, the Cheez-It Bowl?
Yeah. Austin, I think this thing's going to go in one of a couple different directions. To me, there will be a big break-off at some point. Now, I think this is the part of it. The NCAA now says, and he heard Mark Emmert, the CEO, the president of the NCAA, said that we need to start thinking about decentralizing college athletics. Now, there are people, Austin, that think that football will break away by itself and that the NCAA or a centralized model could still take care of basketball, women's basketball, tennis, rowing, volleyball, soccer. And so we're going to need those things. I think that those could take care of themselves as well. I think you could have a soccer association, a tennis association, a volleyball, and a rowing associations. But you know, maybe you need to centralize everything throughout all of that. But football, will be the one that decides to go ahead and break away. Now, that could look in a couple different models. That could look like the conferences are the keepers, the innkeepers here, and the conferences make sure everything is run. So you'll have the whatever super conferences, however they divide or gobble up and how the Big 12 dissolves or adds, whatever that it might be. Or we could have one entity come in, a Bill Hancock leading a college football association maybe, and then deciding, you know, who goes where and how all that works. I don't know where it all ends up, but I do know that we will see seismic changes. Now, to answer that, your original question is, you know, the smaller schools and what happens here. I think that depends on what size that we're talking about. Dabo mentioned a couple times here recently in a couple of these ACC Media Day interviews, let's just take the 40 biggest programs and let's let them play it out in a playoff-type format, and then you'd have the other schools trying to do it at a little lower level. That'd be a la FCS and FBS kind of stuff. So you could see that.
Right.
But there will be some. But I tell you, the danger there, Austin, is that the bigger – the more we go into this thing, the thing I realized in 23 years of doing this now – is that we only care about the elite now. For some reason, we've missed out on those smaller deals. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but when I was a kid, Furman football and Citadel football and Wake Forest football and NC State football, those used to be big. Now it's only about Alabama and Clemson, Ohio State, and Georgia. We only care about the
elite. Right. Now, my point with that, I see where Dabo's going, but, you know, 15 years ago, Clemson was in the top 40 schools. So if you get another school, say, for instance, Boston College, you know, if they turn out to be a powerhouse, then they're going to be like the Coastal Carolinas and the Cincinnati. Well, if we were playing them, we'd be beating them. You know, we'd be winning national titles,
right?
You know, with the big boys. So I don't know how that would work, but I don't see Clemson leaving the ACC. So one more question and I'll let you go. I'll take it off the air. My two teams that I would want, Notre Dame and Penn State, I don't know how Penn State would be about leaving from over there, but those were the two teams I wanted that I think would be big gets for the ACC. Just because, I mean, I don't see Clemson leaving. So I'll take your thoughts on those two teams, and have a good weekend, Mickey.
You too. Enjoy the lake, Austin. Have a great weekend. You know, we've all dated. I say all of us. I don't know. Some of you might not have. But we've all dated. And trying to talk her into it or talk him into it, it's a lot easier when that fish wants to jump in the boat rather than having to cast all those lines out there, speaking of lake. I don't know what will be the spark that ignites Notre Dame into joining a conference. I'm hoping that COVID was. I was hoping that maybe the NCAA breaking up was. Maybe a college football playoff expansion might help or hurt. I don't know. Notre Dame made it as an independent twice, but I'm hopeful that Notre Dame will be a part of this. I'm hopeful that if I'm Notre Dame, let's look at it from both those teams. You mentioned Penn State as well. Let's get both those team standpoints and look specifically at what they're after here. Notre Dame loves playing Southern Cal and Stanford. They like having one game of those at home and one on the road. And what that means to Notre Dame is there's a lot of Notre Dame fans, a lot of Catholics, and a lot of recruiting reasons to go to California. So they get that. Notre Dame has signed on with Texas and Texas A&M, and they played neutral site games in San Antonio. So they like going to the Lone Star State and having a presence there. They like their Michigan rivalries and Michigan States. They like their religious rivalries with say Boston College. They like their military rivalries with Navy and Army and some of those, the Air Force and some of those things. But they knew as an independent, the ACC gave them a way out with five scheduled games a year that they were going to have a hard time scheduling games. So what will be the spark that ignites Notre Dame's move? What's going to jumpstart this movement to them? Money certainly would be one, even though I don't think that's the main thing for Notre Dame. Notre Dame is now being, you know, as an ACC member last year, they made it. And as a non-member, they've made the college football playoff. I think in the end, it has to be a shift in their attitude. I mean, independence is nice, but I think the biggest thing at Notre Dame was last year in December, they were playing for a championship. And most Notre Dame teams, once they lose a game in this or two, once they lose their second game, then their season is over. There's nothing to play for. Notre Dame kids don't get rings. They don't get championships. I think Brian Kelly mentioned it. Maybe I'm wrong on this, but my impression is, and Brian Kelly talked about this, is that Notre Dame, they liked the conference championship model. They liked playing a conference championship game. They liked something out there to play for. There's banner. I mean, what banners do you hang at Notre Dame? National championships? What else? There's no conference championships. They've never won a conference championship in school history because they've been independent. The fear of the unknown is part of it, too. I mean, like, you know, what do we do? Well, that evil that they were forced into last year, joining a conference for a year, it seemed to work out pretty good for me. And I think Notre Dame fans kind of embraced all of that. And so that might be the spark, the catalyst. For Penn State, the Big Ten television money right now is too good to leave. So I think you've got to find a way to increase that. But if I'm Penn State, if I'm Jim Phillips, director of, or the commissioner of the ACC, my avenue here would be, hey, man, you come to our league, you get a natural rivalry in Boston College. You get a natural rivalry in Pittsburgh. You get a natural rivalry in Syracuse. So come over here and, you know, you and Virginia Tech can have a little rivalry through here. That geographically, it makes a lot of sense to you. Because I just don't understand Penn State going to Minnesota or Wisconsin and how that means anything as far as rivalry goes. I would sell that. You know, the academics is important to them, and I'd sell some of that too. But if that's who you want, I think you've got to go sell geography to them. And then, you know, what do they bring to the table money-wise and make that money close? We will see college football blown up at some point. It appears to be faster than many thought, and it appears to be coming at a rate that an accelerated rate. Where it ends up, I don't know. We've got a couple different forks in the road to go through. I'm hopeful that it'll be better. I'm not sure that's the case, but I'm hopeful that we will see. It is the Wild West. Think about college athletics right now. Think about college football right now. You have quarterbacks that hadn't played a down yet. It's going to make close to $1 million. You got kids transferring from school to school. We have no NCAA out there to speak of as far as having any kind of power. And you've got teams jumping from conference to conference. This is chaos. There is no structure now. There is no stability now. This is chaos and wild, wild west. And round and round and round she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows. So, somebody can step in. Somebody can help save this thing. Somebody can help at least steer the ship maybe in the right direction. The Patterson Tax Service has steered my ship in the right direction. One of the things that when we made an LLC and got my taxes back in order, one of the things that we were talking about is maybe going back and amending some taxes and making sure that the tax, I could have paid less. I didn't do that, but we could have amended. I did amend a tax with them one time, or return with them one time, because I got a pretty important piece of information in late after we filed that was to my benefit. So we filed an amendment there. So they can do those for you in case you came across something like that. Don't think that, oh, man, I made a big tax mistake last year. I could have got back this, this, and this, and you can still go back and do that. Talk to them about the amendments part of it. But more than anything else, I don't have to amend anymore because now I'm set up in the right way, in the right situation for me, the right LLC for me and for my business. My family benefits from it. I benefit from a friendship standpoint because these people are dear friends. But just overall, everything is better because I made the decision to go with tax planning and tax analysis and tax structure of my business through the Patterson Tax Service. Your daily bookkeeping, payroll, and accounting, let them take care for you as well. It's my great friends at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com. A final break will come back. Jersey Jack, hang on. I'm getting to you. Final segment of the week when you return for more right after this.
It's bow time. When the family debates dinner, but you're craving a double serving of aspirin. Drop a big bow box on them. Because with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, dinner's easier than hitting mute on the group chat. It's bow time.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Summer is here and it's time to shed that dad bod, get more energy, and perform like a stallion when it counts. Call Low Country Male today and get on a testosterone replacement plan. For just $210 a month, our team will have you feeling like a new man. Plans include testosterone labs and doctor visits. We offer ED, weight loss, peptides, and hair replacement. Want to get bigger, stronger, and last longer in the bedroom? Ask us about the amazing P-Shot. Come help us make men men again. LowCountryMail.com.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress design specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with a 2-year, 25,000-mile free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas that come with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley on the 123 bypass in Easley.
Hi, my name is Stacy. I'm an office manager here in Greenville. What I love about Duck Donuts is the look on my coworkers' faces when I bring donuts in on Fridays. No matter how the week has gone, I know I'm bringing a little bit of happiness everyone can relate to. My favorite Duck Donut, maple bacon.
Julie Terry here from Duck Donuts Greenville. Come and try our new picnic assortment today. Blueberry crumble and peach pie to name a few. Located at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
Get the edge at Tri-County in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. We're training healthcare heroes at Tri-County, from medical lab and surgical technician to EMTs and medical assistants. You too can make a difference in this ever-evolving world of healthcare. Learn more at tctc.edu/healthcare. Tri-County offers you the opportunity to gain the skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Get the edge today at tctc.edu/healthcare.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com in Haywood Mall next to Belk.
covering the upstate with a split back formation. 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Of a Friday, great friends at Trail, T-R-E-A-T-L.com. They build some awesome buildings. They don't build single-family homes, water treatment plants, or dams, but they build everything else, and they're doing a great job here in the upstate of South Carolina. I love my relationship I have with them. They build relationships, too. They take a lot of pride in those relationships. And so that's part of the things that they do, is, and it's not a surprise anybody knows anything about Trail. If you want your building done on time and on budget, and if you want to make a friendship out of it, if you want to learn more about pre-construction, post-construction services, if you want to learn more about the better building process and why one point person works better than having, you know, the single source delivery works better than having it most other delivery ways, then I want you to go with Trail. Just call and find out and say, you know, I've never really considered a single source delivery. How does this work? To find out about this, it's T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. Let me get to our phone lines once again. My friend Jersey Jack checking in on a Friday, as he does very often. Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
Good. It's a wonderful Friday. Looking forward to a great weekend. I got a dog in the
room. Oh, that's Marley. It's a miracle that we're back on the air, but Ben did a great job now. Marley wanted to greet him back that way. So, but, yeah, I always love hearing from you on a Friday.
Yep. Yeah, you almost scared me when you came back on the air. I wasn't ready for the radio to come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, had a great night last night. We had the Anderson Clemson Club had their annual Solid Orange kickoff with Taj Boyd last night. Had a great time talking to Taj and everything, and he was telling us about his new role in the football team. So that was a lot of fun, and he's got kind of a dual role there, and he's kind of learning the coaching program from the ground up. But he was a wonderful speaker last night at the Anderson County Clemson Club. So enjoyed that with Taj. So
one of my favorite people on this earth, and someone I'm glad to call a friend, and I am excited for him and his future. I'm excited for Clemson football, but sat in those stands and watch that guy work in the off season, man. That guy is he will be a tremendous, has been, and will be a bigger asset now to Clemson football.
Yeah, I just want to let everyone know that he's going to do a great job there, and he's looking forward to be a good, solid coach at Clemson. Anyway, have a great weekend, Mickey. We'll talk to you all soon.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate that. Ben Milstead, I want to come back my accident forgiveness word early here. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I call him at 292-3001. I can email him at bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. One of my dear friends in this world, a guy I trust with everything, he might be able to do both. He'll tell you if he can't, bradhughes@allstate.com. I'm going to forgive me. When I run the board over there, it's a lot like me in golf that when I do it right, I'm shocked. Like I look up and I see the ball and I go, oh, my gosh, that's a good shot. I wasn't really expecting that. Whenever I punch a button over there and it works out to be the right button, I'm like, oh. I have such low expectations running that thing. I don't see how you guys do it. There's so much going on over there.
Oh, man, you do a great job with it, though. I mean,
it's so much luck, though.
Host a show, answer telephones, read ads, punch the buttons. You're multi-talented.
I gain respect for you guys doing it over that way.
You got to be like ambidextrous. Or Mickey's amphibious.
Amphibious.
Over here.
You sent me this text saying, yeah, it was our P97 522A card that was out. And
Yeah.
I'm glad you got the P97 522A card. Give us an update. What happened? Where are we now? What does it mean as far as all of our broadcasts, as far as?
Oh, we're good. We're maybe power down just a little bit volume-wise, but we're good. We're good. Back on the air. That's, you know. You never, they don't have like a meter on equipment that says, hey, it's going to die in 2 days, 12 hours.
Have you heard the one insurance commercial?
Fortunately, we have backups. And
I think it's a Geico commercial. I'm running on Brad Hughes with this one. But I think it's a Geico commercial that said, Mr. Jones, a tree is scheduled to fall on your car tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Exactly.
He goes, PM Ray. And he goes, oh, let me check with that. Can we make it a small tree? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then I had a little traffic incident coming back over here.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, well, just witnessing.
Oh, no.
And fortunately, I ran into one of Clemson's finest and alerted him to the situation. But, man.
Is everybody okay?
Only by the grace of God.
Really?
I mean that. Yeah, you see people driving down the middle of the road and running cars off the road and I actually stopped and spoke to this gentleman to make sure he was okay. You know, he drove bad enough. What I told the cop was, I almost hope he's drunk because then there's at least an explanation for why he was driving like that. But, yeah, Clemson's finest to take care of it. But I tried to get back here as fast as I could at the same time. That felt like that was more important.
All right, so you had an individual that was going down the road, running people off the road.
And he had no idea that he was. I was behind him and just... like, you know, I need to get back to the station, but at the same time, I probably need to make sure this person doesn't kill anybody. So
you ran,
and it's like, okay, if I'm supposed to intervene here, there's gonna be a cop somewhere nearby. Sure enough, there he was, and wheeled in there and talked to him. So
do you call 911 or you just ran to a cop?
No, I followed this gentleman, and when he stopped, I spoke to him. I think he thought I was carjacking him. But he did get out of the vehicle. And
what was his excuse? What was he thinking? What?
An elderly gentleman, and had a couple of dogs in the car with him. And I don't just making sure he was okay.
Thank goodness
everybody
else was okay.
Honestly, wasn't sure. So
you know, you might have saved somebody's life there. Who knows? Our tower goes out for a reason.
I know. You know what? I believe in that kind of thing.
I do too.
I don't know that coincidences are truly coincidences sometimes. So.
I do, too.
Yeah. Anyway, kind of wakes you up. Hey, I'm awake now. It's taking till Friday, getting up at 4:45 every day. But I'm awake now, Mickey.
You're going to hate me. You're going to hate me. But I've got a question for you on the air that John Height would really hate this. John Height hates any kind of controversy, any kind of question.
Oh, I'd love it.
Texture 9337 asks, talking Olympics, will you pull for the American athlete that chooses to protest the flag in the country? I see both sides of this.
I heard you talking Olympic schedule, Mickey.
That's just today. There's a bunch tomorrow. But anyway.
I am normally a big Olympic guy. I really am. I tell myself I need to watch sports that I would never, ever, ever watch. And I rarely don't enjoy it. You know, you're talking about water polo.
Mm-hmm.
Like
water polo
is something that you make jokes about, right?
I love
Except
water polo.
They roll around and you're going, come on, drown her, kill her.
Yeah, kick her, take your nails and drag it down the side of her leg.
You know,
over
and I'm
there.
Painting my face red, white, and blue, and I'm cheering for
her. I know.
But I don't know exactly what it is. I think part of it is, honestly, is COVID, and I wasn't sure they were going to happen. It's not on my radar at all. But to your question, you asked me a question, I'll give you an honest answer. I am never pulling against somebody from the U.S. I'm just not. I mean, I'll even pull for Patrick Reed if the opportunity's there. When it comes to international competition. But I am turned off. I can't lie. I am turned off that we are supporting athletes to live out their dream when they don't support our country.
I agree with you.
I do think that has something to do with where the Olympics are on my radar today.
I heard a couple of great quotes here recently. And one of them, it's originally about capitalism, and the speaker even advanced it and talked about the idea of the United States of America, and he said capitalism
is an awful system, except for compared to every other alternative. Yeah, and United States is not great except for compared to every other country in the world. And I am reminded, I have a relative who recruits across the world, travels across the world, and it says, and she tells me, you know, are the people who have it bad here have it's so much better than the bad end of so many other things. And our country is so great. We lose sight of that. And I want to encourage people to do this. Texture said, I won't watch 1 minute. Well, don't let, there's 600 athletes from the United States that are in Japan right now. 10 of them are going to make noise and news. Don't let 10 of 600 ruin your experience. Tomorrow, men's and women's tennis, water polo, softball, archery, women's soccer, Sweden and Australia, cycling, beach volleyball, swimming, basketball, men's 3-on-3 basketball, gymnastics. There's all those that will be on there tomorrow. Cycling, skateboarding, all these are going to be on tomorrow.
Skateboard.
Don't let – that's crazy. Don't my buddy said the worst part about skateboarding Olympics is if you don't medal, then you got to go back and get your GED, and it's just not very good telling your parents. Anyway, don't let 10 people out of 600 ruin your Olympic experience.
That's a great way of putting it, Mickey. I'm glad you're right. And, yeah, that's the unfortunate thing. Some of the bozos out there get the headlines when there's hundreds of other people who have dedicated their life for this moment.
That is what our whole world's about, though. The 1% get all the attention. And the both opposite ends of the spectrum get all the attention, and this is not who regular Americans are. We don't live in this world that is portrayed. This is the greatest country on earth. We're not perfect, but we're better than every other alternative out there. So that's my opinion of that. So 2 minute drill, buddy. Skip the music. What do you have for me over there? As a frazzled day goes to an end for you here, at least coming up, but.
Well, nothing in particular other than I've enjoyed being here, really have. It's been a great week on the station, and I've enjoyed being here. But I will not fight John Height for getting up and being here that early.
Let his alarm clock win and not your alarm clock win. My 2 minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. For all your real estate needs, it's ericnewton.com. Get in touch with you. Can certainly help you out at ericnewton.com. My 2 minute drills, I want to thank Red, who came in. He's brought some more duck donuts. Thank goodness. That's a good little end to the show, good to end to the week. And I know, I hope him and Cassandra.